iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. Today we're joined by Nilesh Patel, who is very much a part and parcel of the PrideView Group. Now, the PrideView Group has become and has been at the forefront of commercial property investment services since 1985 for more than 35 years. They've been the premier choice for clients seeking expertise on the acquisition, management and sale of quality commercial property in London, the south of England and throughout the UK. Since it's been founded, the PrideView Group has become the trusted and respected authority on UK commercial property investment, both commercial property auctions and via private treaty. Today, they're active in everything from finance, insurance and management to foreign investor services and lease consultancy. So amongst the many services that they have, it's only right that we should talk to the main man from the PrideView Group, whose name is Nilesh Patel. Nilesh, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you to everyone for having me here. I am one of several principals at the PrideView Group. You know, we are a family business and we've been trading now since 1985. And in the last decade or so, I'd say, is when we really sort of grew into more of a fully service orientated business with, you know, more non-family staff than family staff, shall we say.
Okay, we'll get into the detail of what you actually do, but why was the PrideView Group formed in the first place?
So it goes back before my time. Originally, my father, who is one of the founding partners of PrideView Group, used to run a shop in Watford, as many used to do, and some still do at the moment. And he was bought out by the council because they were doing a large shopping center development there. And he took the cash. He had no choice and decided he would invest it. And that's how we started getting into the auction game, which is where most investors would go back in those days. So he bought his first property and, shall we say, the rest is history. I think he may have got through one or two nice residential deals, but his first commercial investment in auction came not long after, in the mid-80s, when they bought a coffee shop in Manchester, which as soon as they bought it, they unfortunately found out that the tenant was not in existence. It was a vacant unit. However, they managed to find another tenant quite quickly and ended up selling it in auction not long later for a tidy profit. And that's when they realized, you know, the power of commercial property and the ability to buy things much more further from home and still make money.
Nilesh, we've been through a difficult time. We've been through recession and various financial difficulties as a nation. And we've recently had Rishi Sunak's budget as well. How has that affected your business and the commercial property sector buying and selling?
I mean, it has had so many implications. You know, COVID has been such a game changer. You know, before COVID, the advice we always gave to our clients, which hasn't really shifted, is, you know, go for quality, go for quality investments. The money you're using for commercial property, a bit like people who buy residential buy to let, is supposed to be money that is tucked away, kept safe for the children, for their children. So be very careful. And we've always said this in the many years leading up to COVID. COVID, if anything, has proven that if you didn't buy quality, you will quickly become unstuck. And in some cases, even when you did buy quality, you would have problems. You know, with shops closing all over the place, with people losing their jobs, struggling to pay rents. Well, the biggest reason a landlord invests in property is for rental income. If your rental income doesn't come in because the tenant is struggling, be they an individual that just can't pay their residential rent, or be that a restaurant that can't trade, then you as a commercial landlord or residential landlord are in trouble.
We're talking to Nilesh Patel from the PrideView Group today here on the iMoney Show. And in a moment, I'm going to be asking Nilesh about their services and whether you're a first-time buyer looking to get out of the lucrative commercial property ladder or a seasoned industry expert looking for a value-add property investment privately or in an auction. Well, you've come to the right place and you're listening to the right program right here as Nilesh Patel shares his insights with us in a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal.
So Nilesh Patel joins us from the Pride View Group today. Let's talk about acquisitions. Now, you as a company, Nilesh, have been into commercial acquisitions for a number of decades now. Tell us about the acquisition side of your business at the Pride View Group.
So acquisitions is really the heart and soul of what Pride View do. You know, we are buyers. We've been buying for many, many years. And the skill when it comes to commercial property investment, like all forms of investment, is the price at which you enter and the asset that you acquire. But choosing the right asset, you know, using the right agent to get you there, the right form of investing, whether that's by auction or doing it privately on an off-market basis, this is really the key. So acquisitions is a very, very important game. And as I alluded to earlier, we used to do that predominantly in the auction room. So we made ourselves almost a sort of bidding engine where investors could work with us. We could go to auction, bid on properties, do deals prior to auction, you know, do deals post-auction where a property didn't sell. And there are, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of properties that we bought in auction for clients, you know, across the country. However, things have changed in the last decade or so. There's been more visibility online for assets listed privately. And we've now grown a real big specialism in the private market. Now, to buy something privately, which effectively means it's something that might not be visible clearly online, you need to have a very, very good network of property agents. Traditionally, a lot of people, they struggle to make those relationships with property agents. They tend to be based in central London. They only want to talk to people that have big pockets. They're only interested in deals above £1 million. And to be honest, all the agents care about is their fees. So what we were unique at doing is working with people, however small your budget is, as long as it's enough to get onto the ladder, we'll help you buy a property from a commercial agent, but we will be your front. So we act for you.
Yeah, let's look at the spectrum of acquisitions and the sort of money that people are spending from the minimum amount to the maximum amount. You as a company, what sort of money are we talking about here?
I think it's such a good question because the problem is at the moment is unfortunately people don't have lots and lots of money to invest. And, you know, I'm always very clear with my clients, don't go at this game looking to double your money or triple your money or for crazy things like that. This is bricks and mortar investment. It's underpinned by real good asset. You have to start at a level where you can ideally buy your own property. Now, I would say anything from £100,000 and upwards, you can start looking at a commercial shop. It won't be in London, for example. It could be in the north of England, southwest, in Wales, in a small market town. But from £100,000 and upwards, you can start getting access to small commercial units where you have a steady rental income. And it grows and grows from there until you get to your sort of £1 million assets let to convenience stores and things like this, which are nice purpose-built units. So what a lot of investors do who don't have that money is they will pool together with other friends. They form joint ventures. They form small consortiums. Absolutely not a problem. If you work with family members, for example, that can be a great way to invest and pool your resources. If you work with friends equally, it can all be done. You know, often what people do is they'll form a limited company, they'll take shares in it, and then that limited company can go and buy a property, get finance. It's a great way to buy. I think where we sort of draw the line is working on larger fund type structures where people will invest, you know, £5,000, £10,000, £15,000 with one person, and then they will pool that money into an asset where the actual investor has no idea what's being bought, no control of it. We are all about control. For us, our experience has always been you must have control over the asset you buy, ability to make the decisions about the tenant, about maybe selling it, about managing it. If you outsource all of that control and don't have the final say, you can find yourself in a lot of trouble.
You're listening to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio, and I'm talking to Nilesh Patel from the Pride View Group. We've talked about buying and selling commercial property and where you can invest as little as £100,000, mainly on the outskirts of London to acquire a property like that. We're going to be talking about acquiring property in a slightly different way. We're going to be talking auctions right here on the programme in a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So on the programme today, we've talked about acquisitions and we've talked about disposals of property and how easy it is to buy a property for commercial sense. What about acquiring that property in the first place? And what sort of support can you expect from the Pride View Group, Nilesh, when it comes to auctions, whether it be private investors with relatively little experience in the commercial property auction market or people who have been perhaps at it for many years? Give us an insight into auctions.
So there are a number of ways we can help. And there's a number of reasons why working with someone like us could really help you, whether it's buying or selling. So at the end of the day, there are 5 to 6 auctions a year and 3 to 4 large national commercial houses selling auctions. So there are hundreds and hundreds of properties going for sale. It is not physically possible to vet every single one and check them all out in terms of also just not looking at the fundamentals, but the legals as well. So in terms of what is good, what is bad, it's very hard to tell. So the first thing about auction buying is, can you get the property at a decent price? Because it's all very well a property being amazing and ticking all the boxes, but if it doesn't tick the price box, there is literally no point registering to bid or going through that process. So these are the questions we often ask. What we'll do every month is we'll go through the catalogs, understand what properties are available. We always discuss our clients' requirements in advance. So we know what people are looking for. We know what budgets they have, what floats their boat. If we see anything in the auction room that we think clients of ours would be interested in, we will start asking questions. Now, we have, you know, excellent lines of communications with all the national auction houses based on the fact that we're selling, you know, 20, 30 properties a year, all buying through auction. So we have a very good relationship that, you know, we encourage our clients to use, you know, make use of it. So this communication with the auctioneers is key, because again, when it's just a one-off buyer calling an auctioneer, at the end of the day, the auctioneers, they work for the sellers. Their job is to sell and their job is to get people to come to the auction and bid. Their job is not to talk to them, reassure them, explain the pitfalls, you know, decide is it worth it or not. That's not what they do. So they can't give that advice. And that's what buyers need. So we will help them through that process. Now, we will often get a good understanding if there's a deal to be done. And more importantly, through our private investor and agent network, we often have direct contact with a lot of the vendors that sell in the auctions. So in those scenarios, we can actually speak to the vendors directly. And this is not with a view to trying to cut the auctioneers to one side. This is just with a view to getting a deal done. It expedites the process. So it's all about communication. So that is really the crux of buying in auction and how we can help. On the flip side, selling in auction, again, if you need to sell your property, if you need money fast, auction may well be the best way to go. But different auction houses will quote you different fees. They'll quote you different prices. And they won't necessarily give you the advice you need to maximize your sale price. They'll probably give you the advice they need to maximize their fee, which means just price it so it sells. So we can guide people through the auction sale process. And often what we do is a sort of hybrid disposal service where we will talk to people quietly before any auction, see if we can get your asset sold at a price you'd be happy with. If we don't get the interest, that's when we take it to auction and we work with the auctioneers to get it sold. So it's a really useful service, and I encourage anyone to contact us and call us, and we'll do what we can. It's not easy, but at the end of the day, it's good to have someone to help you through that process.
This is the iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, and I'm talking to Nilesh Patel from the Pride View Group. So we've talked about acquisitions, disposals and auctions and buying property, commercial property in particular, in this particular subject today, and how you can go about the auction process and employ people like the Pride View Group to help you through that entire process. But when it comes to management of property as a landlord, that could be a whole separate set of circumstances, and that's what we're going to be talking about right here next.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So Nilesh, we've talked about auctions, buying the properties, and also having your expertise in the acquisition of properties. But as a landlord, often if you're looking at a rental property, the property often needs management. And people often look towards management services, particularly when it comes to commercial property, because there's all sorts of health and safety executive legislation that people need to look at as well. So whether people are self-managing their properties as a landlord or they need to lighten the load, where do you come in on this as a Pride View Group?
That's a great question. And I think management, to be honest, right now is so important. As I mentioned earlier, the value of a commercial asset is based on the rental income. So for any landlord, the key is for that rental income to be coming in as regularly as possible. And that's where a good managing agent can help you. The relationship with the tenant is a very fragile one with COVID and all the problems that have ensued. The old days of just sending your tenant a letter and expecting your rent to come are, you know, behind us now. We have to proactively work with tenants, and whether it's with the big blue chip tenants or the small independent shopkeepers, every relationship now is becoming very much a one-to-one relationship, and it depends on that tenant, it depends on that property, that location, as to what kind of rent you can collect or how you can structure your rental agreements and lease agreements. So it's very difficult right now dealing with tenants, and because we are doing each property on a case-by-case basis, a lot of investors are finding it's just difficult. You know, it takes a lot of their time. These negotiations can be long and hard. And having a third party in the middle can actually really help, because it gives you a bit more authority when dealing with your tenants. You know, they can't always play and pull the heartstrings and work on that basis. But equally, we are by no means the type of managing agent that is too strict on tenants. We try and find viable solutions because we do look long-term. It's all about long-term business. So that's obviously a key area. You mentioned things like regulations, health and safety. You know, some investors are quite surprised when they realize they bought a freehold property and they have to comply with various rules, or they have management of common parts that need to be taken care of. And unfortunately, a lot of self-managing landlords, they either don't do these things or they leave them for a day where it's actually just too late, and it creates a bit too much friction with tenants. So look, property investment, it's about give and take. You know, when you can work with your tenants, you should do. And when there are other issues at stake, then you've got to look at those. But at the end of the day, a property needs to be well managed as far as possible. And we are here to give you that advice if you so need it.
You're listening to the iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio today. I'm talking to Nilesh Patel, and Nilesh Patel represents the Pride View Group. In a moment, we're going to be talking about insurance, how the Pride View Group can help you with insurance for your commercial property. And then we're going to drift into finance, arranging competitive commercial property loans if you should be so interested into picking up a property.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
When it comes to insuring a property, and people obviously need advice, whether it's a single-story shop to let or whether it's a multi-story building, office building, people need to look at the main thing, and it's a legal requirement, of course, to have your building insured. Where do you come in on that?
So I'm an appointed representative with a large insurance brokerage in London, which means I'm in a position where I can arrange insurance for clients on commercial and residential properties. I think the biggest sort of debate right now about insurance and COVID, a lot of landlords have asked, my rent's not coming in. Can my insurer pay for it? Unfortunately, insurers, they have got their wording very well written. And for pandemics, there is no cover at the moment, although that is going to change in the future. So many landlords are asking to me, why do I need insurance? What's the point of it? It's a crazy question, I know. When you've spent hundreds of thousands of pounds on a building, you have to insure your property. I mean, if you've got a loan, you have no choice. The lender is simply not going to give you your loan if you don't have insurance in place.
What if I want to buy a property and I don't have enough money to buy it, and I need to arrange finance and arrange perhaps a commercial property loan with attractive interest rates? What kind of advice can you give us on that today?
So finance is another area that's changed a lot over the last decade. You know, in the financial crisis, 2009, 2010, a lot of banks pulled back from the property market. The days of getting 90%, 80% LTVs are all behind us now. In the last decade, we've been living in a very, very low interest rate environment. So to be honest with you, we always encourage investors, if it's possible to get finance, go for it. A lot of buyers, they know how it works. If you're a cash buyer, you've got a chance of getting a deal done quickly and at a better price. But that does not mean you can't refinance your property investment later. If you need finance from day one, then you do need to work with someone that can buy you that time to get your purchase done. In terms of interest rates, on a quality 10-year lease investment to a blue chip tenant, you can hope to get around 3 to 4% interest, which when you buy a property that's yielding 5 to 6%, means you will get a slightly better return on your equity. So getting finance is all part of the puzzle. It's very important, but it's very clear. I have to make it very clear that finance and commercial property investments doesn't come from your usual clearing banks. You can't just walk into your Barclays and ask for a commercial loan. It doesn't work like that. There are lots of smaller lenders, building societies, lenders you may not have heard of that are very good in this game, and you can move quickly and work with you on a long-term basis. The way to access these is via a broker. We work with a couple of very good ones that have been doing property finance for 10, 20, 30 years alongside PrideView, and we will always make that introduction.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Nilesh Patel, you are the managing partner at PrideView Group, and PrideView Group has been at the forefront of commercial property investment since 1985. If people want to get in touch with you and get a further insight into what we've discussed today on the programme, how do they get in touch with you?
Please look at our website, prideviewgroup.com. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can contact me personally. You can contact my very helpful team. We have now assembled a team of specialists that focus on all the sectors we've covered, be that acquisitions, disposals, finance, insurance, management. So I am easily found on the internet. PrideView is open for business 24/7. You know, mobile numbers, not a problem. We'll do what we can to help you. And it's all about building long-term relationships like we've done for so many Indian investors over the last 30 years, who now I count on not just as clients, but also friends.
Nilesh Patel from the PrideView Group, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.